KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A Johannesburg paramedic who was on a flight from Durban to Johannesburg has recalled the moments he tried in vain to save a passenger's life.
I discovered he's got no pulse, there was no breathing, he was basically in cardiac arrest, hands were cold and everything. He's been in that situation for a good couple of minutes already. So we tried to resuscitate him by using AED and CPR, tried a few measures, there was no response.
Andrew Sampson was travelling home on a FlySFair flight when the crew called for any medical personnel on board to help in an emergency. Before boarding, staff who were concerned about the passenger called a medical team at King Shaka International Airport to check on them. The traveller was then cleared to fly. Fellow passenger and medic Sampson says everything seemed fine after takeoff until the mid-air emergency.
When we boarded the flight, there was medics that was assessing a passenger just to make sure he's okay. And it seemed like everything was okay when we took off. About 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, the air hostesses were administering oxygen to this person. And then it seemed okay again halfway through the flight. Suddenly they called for medical help.
The passenger passed away before the flight could land. Sampson describes the incident as traumatic for everyone on board.
And we had to try and calm everybody down. But it was a very shocking experience for most of everybody on the flight, and we just had to do what we needed to do.
FlySFair says counselling has been offered to those who witnessed the incident. The airline says it's also conducting an internal review. As mental health took the spotlight at the UN General Assembly, where world leaders highlighted the global challenges it poses, a popular local comedian has opened up about his battles. Barry Hilton has used the opportunity to share his struggles with depression, ADHD and dyslexia.
Depression is a bad thing. And what actually happens, I found the more famous I was getting and the more big my shows were, the deeper my depression was after the show, because I would go from 2,000 people laughing like mad and then I would go sit in my hotel room, the loneliest place in the world.
Hilton says he learned to prioritize well-being over money, scaling back his work, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic. The UN notes that only 9% of people with depression, the most common mental health condition, receive support, and only 40% of those with psychosis get help. Hilton has encouraged everyone struggling with mental health illness to ask for help. He also reminds others to listen without judgment.
We need to push together and tell people it's okay to feel bad. It's okay to do that, because too many people are ashamed that they might have a mental problem. They're ashamed that they have depression. They're ashamed that they just have anxiety, which is stupid. It's just that we're humans.
And Japan's Pokemon franchise has distanced itself from a recent viral U.S. government video that linked the brand's "Gotta Catch 'Em All" slogan to Washington's immigration crackdown. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security posted a clip on social media this week that showed an immigration and customs enforcement raid. Pokemon's famous theme plays in the background as armed police officers and border patrol officers are shown handcuffing what the video portrayed as migrants who were illegally in the country. Nintendo's Pokemon franchise says it never approved the use of its intellectual property in the clip. Durban 24 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 29, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Oxen Chair out of tomorrow's Springbok starting lineup with injury. The Ryder Cup is underway. Team Europe leading in three of the four foursomes matches on the first morning. And Mikel Arteta hopes that Bukayo Saka follows William Saliba's example and signs a new deal with Arsenal.